I can't believe management did this to me.
Why?
Just why? What did I do to deserve this? What did I do to deserve being put on a project with you? And you're not even here because you're late. Which, I mean, I'm not complaining. Maybe you won't show up. I mean, that would be so good. That would be amazing if you just didn't show up at all. I would be so, so happy if you showed up. You showed up. Great. Great. You're late, by the way. Oh, you were getting coffee. What? I don't drink coffee. It's a tea. Well, I don't drink tea. No, I don't. You'll just leave it there for me. Okay. Okay, whatever. What? Oh, I'm fine. I'm perfectly fine. I'm absolutely wonderfully fine. I just want to get started. And you know, you were late. I don't drink tea. How about we stop talking about the tea and we talk about the project? This project. The project that we have to work on together. The two of us. Do you know why? No, it's fine. I was just wondering why. I mean, the two of us and this. I mean, yes, we are both the top performers in our respective departments, but I mean nothing. I mean absolutely nothing. It's fine. Absolutely fine. We'll just get it done and then we'll never have to work together ever again. So, you know, let's get going. You know, we're meant to be working, not chatting. And I don't mean to be rude. We're not really... Well, we're not... You know what? It doesn't matter. I don't need another workshop from HR. And I just mean... We don't get on. We do the opposite of getting on. We do not mix. We are oil and water. You avoid me, I avoid you. Never the twain shall meet. And now we're working together. So let's just get through it. And then we can put it behind us and never ever think of it again. Are you joking? We've never really talked. Do you really want to do this? Couldn't we just, you know, start work? Okay. Okay. Anything for, you know, a good teamwork score on our appraisal? We've never talked. And, you know, we just don't. We're just very different people. And you don't think we're different. I why do you not think we're different? Because we have a lot of the same friends. I mean, okay, yeah, we do. But just because we share friends doesn't mean that we are compatible at all. We're not at all compatible because you're, you know, and you're just, well, I just couldn't ever see myself working with you. It's not that you're not, you are, but it's just, I don't have a problem with you. I do not have a problem with you. It's not a problem. It's fine. It's not, it's fine. You drive me crazy. You just drive me absolutely crazy. Just, oh, you're insidious. You're, I'm sorry, you're not insidious. You're fine. Stop saying fine. Can we just get to work? Can we? Apparently not. You are so stubborn, just unbelievably stubborn. And I respect that. I like that. I really, really like that you don't take bullshit. That you don't let people muck you around. It's just... bollocks. Fine. I have a problem with you. I have a problem. And the problem is, you're you. You are... you, and I can't think when you're in the room. I can't focus. I can't concentrate. And it's a problem. Oh my fucking God. You are smart. You're so smart, but you're not stuck up, and you're not a backstabber. You're lovely, and you're sweet, and you're generous, and you're kind, and you have this fantastic work ethic, and it's infuriating. It's just... all my friends like you. All my friends are your friends, and why don't I like you? I do. That's the problem. That is the bloody pop. I like you. I really, really like you. I like you. I like you. And that is the... I don't act like I like you. Because I don't just like you, I really like you. When you walk in the room, I can't help but focus on you. When I hear your voice, I focus on you. In a sea of people, you're the only one I see. It's you are gorgeous and talented and friendly and sweet. And I really, 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 really like you. And what? Are you laughing at me? You're laughing at me. Of course you are. Of course you are, because you're and I'm and... I don't... This is going to land me with more than just a bloody workshop. But you know what? Fuck it. I don't just like you. I mean, I did like you, but then... I got worse, and... at some point, I... You know, should we just go to HR now? We can just... Oh, you want me to finish? Okay. Okay. Somewhere along the line, I fell in love with you because you're you, and it sucks. Being in love with you is seriously sucky. It sucks so hard because I just It sucks, okay? You are, you're wonderful. You're amazing. You're lovely, and I love you, but unrequited love just, it sucks. And that's why I have a problem with you, because I'm in love with you. Okay, and what? I don't drink tea. You know I drink tea. Of course you do, because you're wonderful. And it's perfect. It's exactly how I take it. Of course it is. Of course it is, and oh, that just makes it worse. Because no one makes my tea right. No one. No one. But you. It's perfect. And that just makes me love you more, and I'm going to miss this job so much. I'm going to miss seeing you every day. Because you might think that I avoid you, but I don't. I just make it look like I do. Why am I going to miss this job? Because obviously I'm going to get the sack. Because this is horrendously inappropriate. This is just, what? What about the project? Of course, I read the brief. I read the brief, I did. I wasn't panicking. Okay, I didn't read the brief. But in my defense, being in a room with you, alone, I had stuff on my mind. Not that stuff. Please, not that stuff. I mean, read the brief. Fine. To finally get to what is this? No, that's not the brief. That is to finally get the two of us together. Is this a prank? Is this, am I being filmed? Was this Emma's idea? This was Emma's idea, wasn't it? Emma, I know you're there. Come out. I know you're, she is. No, because this is a prank. And this is the kind of evil that only Emma could come up with. Because she's evil. She's super evil. And she's not good enough for you. But not that I'm jealous. Why would I be jealous? I mean, her desk is right next to yours. I mean, it was right next to it. But then I moved it. I didn't move her desk. I did move her desk. I didn't want her that close. So, not a prank. So what is this? Inter-office matchmaking. What? What, my whole department? Well, you see, that makes no sense because no one knows that I'm in love with you. No, no one knows that I'm in love with you. No, no, I am subtle and work appropriate. And everyone knows. Everyone knows. Oh, I need tea. I need more tea.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. It's absolutely fine. Everyone knows that I'm in love with you. Everyone knows I'm in love with you. Wait. Do your department... Oh, your department knows that you're in love with me. Oh, that's good. It's good. So it's just my department that... I'm sorry. There's no more tea. I need tea. Okay, it's fine. I don't need tea. I can function without tea. No, I'm just staring at the mug, hoping that there'll be more tea. I need tea. But it's just... So, your department knows that you're... Just say that bit again. Just say that bit again. The in love with me bit. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, they... So, we... Okay. So, could you just say that bit again? Okay, no, you don't have to. I mean, okay, if I say... So if I say, you'll say. Are you sure this isn't an Emma thing? Okay, good. Good, good, good. So, just let me... I'm just sniffing the tea. Just to see if there's any left. Okay. I think I got a little bit there. I don't have a tea problem. I have a well-defined tea problem. I am addicted. I'm also in love with you. I don't have a problem with you. I'm just really in love with you and I'm not handling it well. And I should stop talking so you can... You're in love with me? So, the project is for us to date? Great. So this project is 2 weeks long. So, they thought it would take longer. I'm alone in a room with you. Yeah, exactly. You get it. Because you are just so bloody smart. Oh, you're amazing. I should probably warn you there's going to be a lot of that because... I'm so in love with you. So, I guess we should tell them, right? We should tell them that I love you. You said it back. We shouldn't tell them. Oh, of course. I didn't mean to be so hasty. I didn't mean to assume. I mean, stop overthinking. Okay. How about you just tell me what's happening so I stop talking and thinking. Yes, I know the project is 2 weeks long. But that is genius. Oh, you are just so, oh my fuck, I just kissed you. Oh my bollocky fuck. And that's not work appropriate, but I mean, Jesus fucking, just give me a second. What? You have more tea, please. Oh, that's a good stuff. That is really good. So, you think that we should, for 2 weeks, just make them think that we're not, but we are, right? We are. Great. Great, great, great. So that means, you know, we should just move your desk in here. Just, actually, this could be our office. I mean, no one's, I mean, it's free and vacant, and we could just move in. And then you wouldn't have to be near Emma. Not that I have a problem with Emma. I mean, I have a slight problem with Emma, but it's mostly because she likes you, and I'm going to be work appropriate. But if you're in here with me, she can't, you know, look at you. I don't have a problem with her looking at you. I mean, not a real problem, just a slight problem. But if you're in here with me, it's fine. Did I mention that I wasn't handling it well because I'm stupidly in love with you and, where are you going? Oh, I knew this would happen, I knew that you're just too wonderful. Help you move. Help you move where? Here. Oh, help you move. Yes. I will help you move because I'm your colleague. I'm your colleague because they're not meant to know. So I need to be subtle. Subtle. I can be subtle. I can be subtle. I can be. Okay, I'm not. Okay, maybe I wasn't as subtle as I thought. But you didn't know, so you know. You were too busy being in love with me. Okay, so let's go and get your stuff. And if I just happen to, I don't know, nudge Emma's desk and knock over her coffee. Shit. She only goes for coffee at 11. What's that? Oh, you are amazing. I love you. Not that I'm not going to sabotage her desk with this coffee that you just happen to have. Why do you have coffee? Oh, you were hoping that I was going to sabotage her desk. Wait, why? Because you saw her looking at me. And you. Yay. So should we go and, you know, move you in and sabotage her desk and maybe we could hold hands. I mean not there. I mean in here. I mean maybe if that's. Yay. Would you like to use my stationery? No, that's not a proposal. I mean, unless you want it to be. I mean, we should go. We